Christmas parties aren't what they used to be. And I think this is a good thing, because there was a time when I was a boy, if you went to a Christmas party, your eyes popped out at some of the things that might have been happening. But now, when I'm a man, everyone is completely under control. This is a good time to be a young person on the party scene. Wouldn't you know that I'm about to speak to a lawyer, Katrina Gray. Katrina, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Katrina, you have good advice for us, don't you? Anyone planning a Christmas party, any company, any business, any professional outlet, there are responsibilities.
Absolutely, yes. All employers need to be responsible for their employees and should be encourage everybody to have a good time. They still have to remind them to behave appropriately. It's really about applying common sense. If you wouldn't behave in that way during your working hours, don't do it at your Christmas party. But it is for employers to be mindful that if an employee acts inappropriately, they could be responsible for it either under a civil claim or under a claim in the Industrial Tribunal for something around of discrimination, or if there's personal injury caused as well. So it's everybody being mindful of their responsibilities.
Yes, but you can't really behave like you'd behave at work, because 95% of the people are full.
Well, yes, absolutely. And we had our Christmas party on Saturday night, and mindful of my conversation with you this morning, I was very vigilant of the people who were in the room with us from other companies. And there was a group of men who were doing exactly what they shouldn't have been doing. And had they been acting that way towards their colleagues, they could very well have caused a claim. So, yes, so when the drink is in, sense is obviously limited.
So give me an example of what these men who do not, who repeat, do not work for that fine legal firm,
no,
BLM in Belfast. No, the BLM people are all over at one side sober and just observing. But these other people who worked for other companies, not legal companies, they just happen to be in the same hotel or nightclub. What sort of things were these guys doing?
Well, for example, if we're looking at the personal injury side of things, where an employer could potentially be responsible, they had taken one of their friends and dumped him off his chair onto the floor. Had he been injured, he could have claimed against his employer. They were then going around the dance floor with all the lovely ladies, inappropriately touching them. And again, had that been a colleague that they were doing that with, there could be very well a claim against both the employer and the employee arising out of that.
Just on that, where you said they were going around the nightclub floor inappropriately touching females, were they bordering on breaking the law, or were they simply doing something that's unacceptable in the workplace?
Well, it could be a bit of both, and that's what people have to be mindful of as well. There's quite a wide number of things that could come out of one action, and so if somebody could have taken grave offence at it, it could be a breach of the law from a criminal point of view, as well as being a breach of the standards from inappropriate behaviour in a workplace. So something that is taken by one person as banter is not necessarily taken as banter by somebody else, and that's what you have to be very mindful of. So basically don't keep your hands to yourself, I think, is the easiest way to do it.
See, I was talking to some of the younger people very recently about a thing called slut dropping, and I didn't know what slut dropping was. Now, there is a pole in our office. The building has a pole within it to keep the roof up, and a couple of them displayed slut dropping to me, and then they said, Frank, do a bit of slut dropping to see how you would do it. Now, I have no rhythm at all, but if I was at the Christmas party and started to dance like that, well, sorry, Madam Solicitor, do you know what slut dropping is?
I think I have an idea of what it is, yes.
Okay, for anyone who isn't familiar with it, and I only learned very recently, you stand with your back to someone and you basically shimmy down them. So you go right down onto your hunkers and then back up again, sort of, wriggling your whole body with your posterior close to their front. That's what slut dropping apparently is. But we were only practicing with a pole. Having said that, Katrina, if I was to do that at the Christmas party, not that I did, and I've been to our Christmas party, might I have need for, your good offices to assist me?
Well, potentially depending on how the recipient of such action takes it. So it's being sure that if you're engaging in that behaviour, that the person that you are you're doing it with is taking it in good part. But if somebody felt that they were that the behaviour was inappropriate or the touching of that person was unwanted, then potentially it could lead to something more serious.
If you leave a few inches between yourself and the recipient, is the actual movement, is that taking a risk?
Well, no, as long as you're not touching them, I think you can be probably safe enough there. It's whenever you, I mean, the really the things are if you make comments to somebody that could be construed as discrimination against their age, their gender, their political opinion, their religion, those types of issues, or if you slap somebody on the bottom or touch them somewhere inappropriately where they would rather not, it's those sorts of things that are very, you know, very obviously going to be get you into trouble.
Every day is a school day, Katrina. I didn't realise you touched on one point there that hadn't crossed my mind. I said to Jamie DeLargy, what's an old fella like you doing at this party? Is that inappropriate?
Potentially could be, yes. I mean, you have to be, people have to be very careful about what they say. So they're under all of the heads of discrimination. If you make a comment to somebody that they take as they could take badly and take as discrimination, then yes, there could be potentially a claim in the Industrial Tribunal for age if you're going round referring to somebody's age in a derogatory manner.
There is a serious message in all of this. Now, I have a bit of tongue-in-cheek in the way I'm asking the questions, but there's a deadly serious message in it. And someone is saying here on the text, listening to our conversation and listening to you, Madam Solicitor, they are saying the Lady Solicitor is actually bordering herself on being sexist as she keeps referring to men behaving inappropriately at this man's party. A number of women behaved inappropriately.
Well, I was only talking about what I saw on Saturday night, but there are absolutely women, men, and everybody is, when the drink is in or when the drink's not in, sometimes can behave inappropriately. So certainly men, women, and anybody at any party needs to be conscious of their behaviour. And yes, whilst you want to have a bit of fun, there is a serious message there, as you say.
Katrina, you'd be very good in court, wouldn't you?
Right.
I can tell you're good in court. you've got an answer for everything, which is, you know, it's your game, it's your profession. We'll finish on the serious side of it, because there are people who will be going out to a Christmas party. You got to enjoy yourself. Of course you have. You've got to know who you're with. But the bottom line is, you do have to think ahead, whether you're an employee or an employer.
Absolutely. For an employer's point of view, put out a message to your employees beforehand, just reminding them that the terms of their contract applies even during a Christmas party and in, under any organised event, and that they have to act appropriately and really just apply common sense. That's largely what it really comes down to.
Totally. Whether it's a Christmas party, New Year's party, whatever you're planning, don't say we didn't bring Katrina on as a solicitor to tell you the rules of the game from BLM Belfast, the legal firm down there. Katrina, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Katrina Gray. So now you know, or did you know anyway? Have you noticed a major change in how people behave at parties 2017 compared to 1977? I bet you do.